Before I introduce our guest today, I want to make an important quick mention. As a podcaster, as a writer, as a content creator, I use both audio and video, and I'm always looking for great music. I found a really great resource I want to introduce you to. The name of is Music for Makers. The song you're listening to right now is from Music for Makers. It's titled Bright Days Ahead. I picked this song purposely because our next guest has, of course, bright days ahead, as all our not old, better audience and guests do. But I'm serious about Music for Makers. Check them out, Music for Makers. There's a pro version and a free version. You can use the music there. I am not getting paid to say this. The owner, Logan Nicholson, is an artist in residence, and he's talented, smart, and he's a great resource. So I just appreciate a really great product. This song is from Music for Makers. I thought you'd like it. Now on to our show. Welcome to the Not Old Better Show. I'm your host, Paul Vogelzang. The internet can be intimidating for those not used to it. And when it comes to healthcare, while many potential advantages are available, using the newest technology, there are always obstacles that are encountered. Well, here on the Not Old Better Show, we've talked a lot about the age gap that exists in the technology industry, the fact that most tech workers are young people, and that technology often appears to be designed for young people. We've established, and data supports this, that by 2030, approximately 20% of people in the United States will be over age 65. Maybe this 20% doesn't sound like a lot to you? Well, it happens to be about the same number of people in the U.S. who own an iPhone today. Which of these two groups do you think Silicon Valley spends more time thinking about? Yep, probably so. And this is unfortunate, especially when you consider all the things technology has to offer those of us above age 55. Some of this, however, seems to be changing. And my guest today on the Not Old Better Show has created a smart mobile tool to help gather and save our vital healthcare information and do so simply and safely. We caught up with app developer Rohan Tanasia via Skype today, and we're going to have a great conversation. Please join us as we hear about healthcare in the age of technology. Welcome to the show, Rohan Tanasia. I really appreciate your time. It is a pleasure. I have to say, Rohan, you're just a little bit different from some of the normal guests that I have on the show. And I wonder if you wouldn't mind telling our audience your age.
Sure. Well, I'm 16 years old. I'm a senior in high school.
You're 16 years old. And Rohan, again, it's a pleasure to talk to you. And include you in the Not Old Better Show. Rohan has created a smart mobile tool to help gather and save our vital healthcare information and do that in a simple and safe kind of manner. Rohan, your story is a special one, and I'd love it if you'd share it just a little bit, if you're comfortable talking about your grandfather and your observations of his health led to this brilliant new app. But Rohan, tell us a little bit about your story and give us a little bit about your background.
Yeah, sure. The app is called HeartScribe, and it's for heart failure patients. And so the whole idea for it came up, I think it was about a year and a half ago. And that's when my grandpa started having some really bad symptoms. So he suffered from heart failure for a long time. And then it got really bad about a year ago. He was going to the hospital every single week. He was in there for like long periods of time. And I'd visit him and I'd just see he was in really bad shape. And I just realized there had to be something to help him like when he was home, because the reason he was in there was because he wasn't able to monitor his health constantly and see what was going on with his body. And that's when I realized like if you're able to, keep track of your health and know what's going on, know what your data is constantly and see if anything is like going bad, if your symptoms, your blood pressure is too high, things like that, then it's important to keep track of that. So I think it was about December of last year. He was in the hospital and then he came home. My dad showed me these big tables, and had tons and tons of data on them. So it was like his blood pressures, his symptoms and things like that. And so, that's when I realized, I was like, why are you recording that on paper? I mean, can't you just record it online? 'Cause it was so messy. And my dad was like, there's nothing there for me. So that's when I got the idea to make HeartScribe. It's an app for heart failure patients to just record blood pressure, symptoms, all of this heart failure data, and keep track of it constantly so they know what's going on with themselves.
And it's important to know that, certainly from a personal standpoint, but it's also important to be able to share that. And your app is interesting because you actually not are, you're not just kind of taking, you're not just gathering some of this information.
Right.
Yeah. You're actually, it's actually being saved there so that you can share it with a physician. You can share it if you need to with another medical professional or in many kind of cases, right?
Yeah, exactly. So you can send it to your caregiver. And also when you go to the doctor's office, you can almost like print it out yourself, show it to them, or you can just pull up your phone and show it to them like that. So there's a bunch of different ways you can use it like that. So yeah.
You know, and we're going to talk about some of the features because I do want to get into that because they're really interesting ones. But I think right out of the gate, maybe you could address this idea of how do you store the data? How do you kind of describe to those of us who are in the 55 plus age community that data is safely held, only available to those that we want it to be available to?
Right. Yeah. So the app, of course, never shares any of your information with anyone unless you choose to send your data to your caregiver or something like that. So all the data is just stored on your phone. It's not online, so it's all secure like that. And so it's things like your blood pressure and your symptoms, glucose levels, a ton of things like that. And so that's all stored on your phone. It's always there. And then when you want to, you can clear your data, or you can email it to yourself, or you can email it to your caregiver. So yeah, it's always secure, and it's through Gmail when you send it. So it's not through like some unknown email connection website. But yeah, so your data is always there with you, and it's always going to be safe like that.
So that's really, I think, a very important consideration. I think another important consideration is that this app is free, right?
Oh yeah, of course. I mean, I wouldn't charge people to, you know, keep track of their health. So yeah, it's free on Google Play.
Yeah. So it's available now on Google Play. You've got plans to make it available on iTunes and probably elsewhere. But the app is also an app that's that works not just on a smartphone, but it works on a tablet too, right?
Right, yeah. It works just as well on tablets and smartphones for now. And in the future, I want to get it to Apple iPhones and also just online, just having a website where you can log in and record your data like that.
You really went to great lengths to design this app for more older eyes and older touch.
Right, exactly.
And so tell us a little bit about that process and the process of research that you did into font sizes and text sizes.
Right.
Yeah, I just thought that was fascinating. So talk a little bit about that to us.
So when I first came up with the app, I knew this had to be for seniors. That's the biggest thing about it is that people with heart failure are usually like the older populations. So I started making the app. I had things like symptoms, blood pressure, the same things that are on there today. But I also had like some unnecessary features. Like I tried to make it so that it could graph your data and it could have tables and tons of extra features that you don't really need to show your doctor. They don't want to see all that information. And the most important thing about these types of apps is that it has just enough information so that the app is still simple, but it conveys everything that you need to know about what's going on in your body. So I had to start making the buttons a lot bigger once I started visiting senior centers. And there, because that's where I was able to talk to people who could try out the app. And a lot of seniors, they just told me, like, this is too complex. I can't use this. And then I realized, like, that's just like every other app on Google Play. And the thing that makes it make HeartScribe different is that it's so simple to use. So over a few months, I started making the buttons bigger. I took out some features. I made all the font sizes bigger. And I just tried to make it the most simple app for seniors or anyone of any age. So it was a pretty long process.
Process that really was very rewarding to you. The app, this is not just another healthcare app. There are a lot of healthcare apps out there, but this is not just another healthcare app. This is the winner of the High School Technology Challenge. And congratulations, by the way.
Thank you so much.
That's really wonderful. And that competition was a little bit like Shark Tank. Is that right? I mean, you won a little money too. So tell us about that.
Okay. Yeah. So it was an assistive technology challenge within my regional area.
So tell us, so tell everybody what assistive technology might mean, because I think that's a good term, and it might be a tech term, but maybe not everybody understands the part about the assistive.
Yeah, sure. So assistive technology is technology that's made for a certain group of people. And so for this competition, that group of people was seniors. It was technology to get seniors involved and, you know, help their health. So it was a 50-plus community just like this one within Fairfax County in Virginia. And they told us we can make an app, we can make a product that would make the lives of seniors easier through technology. So I think it was about a few months we got to work on it, and then we had to present it to some judges. And I can tell you they're a lot nicer than the Shark Tank judges just from watching that show. And then they chose finalists who got to present it at a health fair. And at the health fair, we got to actually show our product to seniors and talk to them. And then after that, they chose the winners. And I was really fortunate to get the first place award. So they gave some money for that. And that money was, I kind of used it as seed money for this app. Because since then, I bought a bunch of Android tablets with that money. And I've been going to senior centers and handing out these Android tablets so people can try using them and see how they like the app. So it was a really great competition for the app and for me.
We are with Rohan Taneja. And Rohan has developed the excellent new app called HeartScribe. HeartScribe is an app that is designed to track heart failure. Although, Rohan, it sounds like there may be some other conditions at some point that you might want to develop into the app. But right now, you're still kind of going through some use scenarios, a little bit, maybe a little bit of additional research and kind of testing. But what's next for you with this particular app? And then where do you kind of see this going?
Well, right now, I'm just trying to get it out there because I really think it can be really valuable to people with these chronic conditions. And one thing about the app is I originally made it for heart failure. But I mean, since then, I've realized that there's no like blood pressure apps that are like that. There's no blood sugar apps. So people with diabetes, people with high blood pressure, and other conditions that aren't necessarily just heart failure, those are all applicable to this app. So it has a pretty wide array of uses. And so in the future, I just want to get all of those people, all those, that huge audience of, you know, people with chronic conditions, heart failure risk factors, and then heart failure, just to know about the app and know that can really help them.
I think that's great because, as I say, there are an awful lot of kind of health apps, but I think bringing things together and doing a little bit of consolidating around some of this work is really going to make my audience, you know, most interested because I think they want to have maybe a one-stop place where they can go and include some of this information. And it sounds like you've even received some feedback to that extent.
Right, yeah. A bunch of senior centers, there's so many people who were there to help me, and there are people who could tell me, you know, what the app really needed to make it useful and make it effective for the older populations.
So I know that you're interested in using some of the technology, some of the web technology, particularly web video, to offer some support and some education. What else do you offer in the way of kind of support and education? And where can we go to find out information about how to use the app?
So there's a video online that has a simple tutorial of the app. And then there's also the website heartscribe.org, and it gives you a link to the app on Google Play. And on that link, it tells you all about the app, what its features are, how the app looks, and things like that. But then, I guess locally, what I've also been doing is I've been giving out these physical postcards that have just a brief summary of the app. So I've been trying a bunch of different outlets, and a lot of them have been pretty helpful. So
it's certainly obvious that you're passionate about this technology, and I'm sure you've learned a great deal. I know you've learned a lot about coding.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Well, go ahead.
Yeah, sure. I'd say programming, yeah, it helped me a lot, but I think more than anything, it taught me a lot about, you know, the conditions that other people have. So that's been the biggest thing for me, heart failure especially.
What was it about the process that you didn't necessarily expect to find and maybe even particularly enjoyed?
Well, when I first started the app, I mean, I was like, this is going to be a simple app, so I didn't think it would take so long. But then, of course, it was a long process because I had to make so many tweaks after hearing feedback. So I'd say those tweaks accounted for, like, most of the process of making this app, because that's what I had to do to really make it, you know, easier to use. So I guess it was kind of sad for me because I'd be happy because I had a new feature and I thought it was really cool, and then I have to take it off. But then I realized, I mean, it's not for people my age, it's for people who have these conditions. So I had to just willfully take those features off because they weren't really necessary.
Are you looking for additional feedback now? How can my audience kind of help other than to make use of the app? And again, that's at heartscribe.org, right?
Yeah, that's the website for it. And actually, on the website, there is a feedback form for people. If they try out the app, they can send a message and tell me, you know, let me know exactly like how the app has been working for them, and any comments they might have. And I've also been going to like doctors and physicians to see what they think of the app and, you know, how I can make it more useful for their patients. So that's been pretty helpful too.
Things like response time and, you know, this kind of idea of motor control for some of us who might have shaky fingers or even maybe multiple, maybe we have two or three fingers on the screen at the same time. Are those some of the things that you're, you know, kind of considering and adapting for?
Yeah. So when my grandpa first tried this app out, he did exactly that. He always had like four fingers on the tablet at once, and then he'd click a bunch of different buttons, and that was because the buttons were too small. So one way I've solved that problem is just by making everything bigger. So if someone, you know, they put like their whole hand on the tablet, it will usually just hit like one button, so you know where you want to go, and it navigates exactly where you click.
How do you kind of balance the idea of having so much passion and energy and excitement for something and then still be able to design for it in a way that's going to be useful for a, you know, kind of a wide group of people?
I mean, I think when you have a lot of people helping you like that, it really motivates you just to keep working on it. So like, for example, my dad, as he had to keep getting those tables filled out for my grandpa, I mean, he was like encouraging me. He was like, yo, we need to get that app done now. And so that... that really motivated me. And then also just like visiting local like senior centers. And then I've also visited some tech companies nearby, and they told me how to make an app like this like ready to use on the market and like make it ready for people to actually start downloading themselves.
Great. Well, Rohan, today, this has just been fascinating to talk to you, and what a pleasure. We're going to put links up to HeartScribe. We're going to certainly follow your story. Would you please come back and keep us posted as to kind of how you're doing?
Of course.
Because I will, yeah. I'm going to make people aware of this. I know that's one of your goals too.
Exactly. And thank you so much for having me on this show.
Oh, Rohan. Yeah, it's a pleasure. Congratulations. I am excited for your future. And in particular, I'm excited for some of this development that you're doing, because I think this is really needed. And I think this technology needs to be embraced in this way.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, well, good luck, and we'll be following up again very soon, but keep us posted as well.
Oh, for sure. Okay.
Good.
I'll email you whenever anything comes up, so.
Please do, Rohan. Well, thanks again.
Thank you. Nice talking to you.
Good talking to you, too.